We continue our learning the Nishmas David b'Menachem Shem Chaim Yaakov b'Pirkos Eliyahu where it increases Perikei Mishnah Ches. Chaticho shel chelev v'chaticho shel chelev noser. Someone has in front of him two pieces. One is chelev and one is chelev noser. So noser is an Isser Karis. There's a chatas for that as well. The first piece is just plain chelev, let's say, from a chulin animal. The other one is from a carbon. It's chelev from a carbon and it's also noser. It's now beyond its time. So if you eat chelev, there's an Isser Karis. You eat noser. So there's an Isser Kares. Maybe you'll say, Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. One, you can't, if it's already Chalev, so then how could the Nosar prohibition be superimposed upon something that's already Usser because of Chalev? The answer is, Nosar is an Isser Mosif. It's more inclusive because the Isser of Nosar is not only Usser for a person to eat, it's Usser for the Mizbeach. So it's more people or more items that it includes and therefore can take effect on the chalev itself and be prohibited to the person. Noser can be added on since it's added on to the mizbeach and not only to the person. Isser mosif can be added, and therefore noser can be added on to the already existing isser of chalev. So here you have someone who has a piece of chalev in front of him, and the other one is chalev noser. Achal es achas mehen. He ate one of those pieces. Vein yadua es vehem achal. He just doesn't know es vehem achal which one he ate. Maybe chatas v'asham tali. Says the Mishnah, he brings a carbon chatas. Why? Because I know he ate chalev. Whether he ate the plain chalev, who ate the chalev that's nosar, he certainly has to bring a chatas for eating chalev b'shogeg. And he brings an asham tali because there's a suffix here. There's a suffix whether he ate nosar or not. If he ate the plain chalev piece, so that's the one he ate, so then he's not chayv a carbon chatas. If he ate the chalev nosar piece, he's chayv in addition to the carbon chatas, another carbon chatas for eating of the nosar. But we're not sure if he ate that nosar. So he brings an asham tali to protect himself. Then the Mishnah says, what about achal asashniya? What if he now ate the second piece? So now maybe shalosh chatos, he has to make three chatos. Two for eating two pieces of chalev. This is only when there is a yediyah bein tayim, right? There's a break in between where he recognized he did something wrong and then he forgot again. If it's all one helim, one state of unawareness, there's only one chatos for that. But in addition, there's a chatos for the nosar. So two chalevs and one nosar, that's three chatos. Why is there no iser? What about nosar is also a carbon? Shouldn't there be an asham and me'ilos for misappropriating hektesh, getting hanah from hektesh? So the Bar Tanura says the following. He says, earlier in the third perek, Perekim Mishnah Dalid, it mentions that there are three chatos and you would bring an asham vada and asham ilos for eating nosar. He says, Mishum derov nosar ein bo shove pruta. Most pieces of nosar are actually not worth a pruta, delo chazin imidi, because the piece of nosar is not really fit for anything. The asham mi'ilos ba al pachos, eino ba al pachos mishave pruta. And you don't bring an asham mi'ilos if you're eating something that's less than a pruta. The Mishnah continues, what about Achal Echores HaRishona V'Acher V'Achal Esher Shniyah? Two different people. Reuven ate the first piece, and Shimon ate the other piece. Now, one of them, Zeh Mevi Chatas V'Hashem Tali, Zeh Mevi Chatas V'Hashem Tali. Each one may have eaten the Nosar Chalev piece, we're not sure, or maybe the plain Chalev. So, each one certainly has to be Gachatas, because he's definitely in Chalev. But did they eat the Nosar piece? That we're not clear. So each one has to bring an Asham Tali as well. Rabbi Shimon Omer, famous Rabbi Shimon from we have him many times. Zechatos vechatos. Yes, each one brings a chatos. But instead of each one bringing an Asham Tali, let them bring jointly a third another chatos. And here they make this stipulation. And if you're the one who's chayv the extra chatos, you ate the noser piece, so that my share in the chatos is yours, and vice versa. And Rabbi Yossi Omer, starting with the Tanakama, kol chatos shehi va'al chet, ein shnai mevin osos. Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that you can't bring a chatos jointly, but then he adds on what chatos shehi va'al chet. He adds on any chatos that brought for a sin. So the Bar Tanura points out, based on the Gemara, why Rabbi Yossi makes this point. Any chatas brought for a sin you can't bring in jointly? It sounds like there is a chatas that can be brought jointly if there's a suffix. So he says, yes, la'afuke chatas yoledes, shena baal chet. if it is a chatas of the yoledes of a woman who gave birth, which is not brought for a sin, the Sava Rabbi Yossi, the Sheshtayim Mevios Oso B'Shvutas. So tonight, if you have a, we had this earlier, the first Perek Mishnah Dalet, where you have two women who it's not clear, maybe one of them has really had a Leda, so they bring this chat, we're not sure which one, let them bring it b'shutfus and make it tanai. If you're the one who had the real leda, the real birth, this is yours. My share is in the chatas is yours, and vice versa. So that does work, even according to Rabbi Yossi, to bring as a shutfus, because that's not a chatas on a chet, that's a chatas on a birth. But if it's a chatas on a chet, ein shnai mivinosa. We begin the sixth parak vav mishnah alf. Hamei v'yasham toli v'no dalo shalo chata. Here, if someone is in doubt, whether he's chayev korban chatas or not, so he brings an asham toli. And now we found out before it was shechted, we'll see in a moment, he finds out that he actually did not, he did not violate anything. So this asham toli, you don't need at all. So says the Mishnah, im ad shalo ishchat, if they had even shechted the animal yet, so then nothing wrong. Yetzei v'yira ba'eder, let that animal go out. We realize there was no avera here at all. So let the animal go out and graze with his friends, and Divrei Rabbi Meir, we're all good. Nothing has been designated really, because we realize it's a mistake. And let it go out and graze, and we're fine. V'chachamim omim, no. Yirat sheyistayv, even though you didn't shecht it yet, because you designated it as a korban asham talui, it has to go out and graze till it gets a mum. V'imacher, and then you sell it. V'iplu damav l'nadava, and then you use the money to buy korban os ola. Why is this asham toli? Why can't it just go out and graze with its friends? Why is there some kedusha to it for which we have to wait till it now develops a mum and then sell it? So the Baruch Tanur explains, dimitoch shelibo nokfo b'shas hafrasha, because his heart is pounding at the time that he designates this, umisyare misafek hachet, and because he has this fear, maybe I really violated an iser kares b'shogek. So gomar umaktishle, he has the resolve to sanctify this animal, to make it kadosh, even though he's unsure, and he has this at this very moment. This is what he has in mind. Even if the end of the day, I may not need this animal, I don't know right now that I don't need this animal, so if it becomes revealed that I don't need this animal, it doesn't take away from the fact that at this moment, my heart's pounding and I want to designate this. Therefore, Hilkoch Yire Achi Yipol Balmum. V'yipoludam l'dava, v'havi mehen olas, nedava, we follow the opinion of the Chachamim. Then the Mishnah says, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Yikrav. Oh, Rabbi Eliezer says, not like Rabbi Meir, let it go out and graze and it's fine. It's not holy at all because you realize you didn't do an Aver, so you didn't need an Asham Tali. You didn't need a Chatas or an Asham Tali. And not like the Chacham who say, no, you designated it as Kedusha. Let it go out and graze till it develops a mum. Of course, you can't bring it as a carbon. No, Rabbi Eliezer says, Yikrav, bring it as a carbon, Shim Eino Val Chetzeh. If you don't need the Asham Toli to protect you from this Avera, from this Safek, carbon Chatzas, Hareyu Val Chet Acher. Maybe you'll need it for something else. So Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion, obviously, that a person, and he actually holds that a person can bring an Asham Toli every day. You never know. We're doing a Safek Isser Kares, Bishogig, for which we need an Asham Taloi to protect us, and therefore this is not a problem. So this is all Ad Shelo Nishchat, before it was slaughtered. What about Imishe Nishchat Nodalo? He only found out, he realized that he didn't do the Avera at all, after this Asham Taloi was shechted. Says the Mishnah, Hatam Yishafech V'Habasa Yetzei Lefes Asreifa. The blood should be spilled out, and where, says the Baruch Tanura, La'ama Shana Mikdash, into the Ama, into that channel of water that's in the Azara. And Vahabasa, what about the meat? You can't eat the meat. If it's a disqualified, this is Psule Hamakdashin. So once you realize that, you didn't need to bring this carbon at all, but you had checked it already. So now what can you do? It has to bring out the base house face. It has to be burned. What about Nizrak Hadam? The blood had already, so now you're beyond that. Not only did you shecht this Asham Toli, but you already did the Zrikas Hadam. So that's considered really the kapara. So it's almost like it was done already, but now you realize, oh, I actually didn't need this carbon at all. Habasa Yerachel. This is considered an Asham Toile that's kosher, because at the time he did this Rika, you were still in doubt. You can eat the meat. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Afilu Hadam Bakos, Yizarek Vahabasa Yerachel. He has a bigger Kiddush. Even if the blood was not sprinkled, but it's in the Kli Shares already, he believes Klei Shares, says the Baratunu, Dosava Rabbi Yossi, Klei Shares Mekashnes Apostoli Karev, that a Klei Shares, the service vessel, actually will sanctify even something that's possible to be regarded as a carbon. The fact that it was placed in the Klei Shares, V'chala Omeid Lizarek Kizarek, I mean, something that's waiting and ready to be sprinkled is as if it's been sprinkled. Davaveilu Ki'ilu Nizak Adam Kvar, Kodem Shashaludia, and therefore, even though the blood is sitting in this kli, it's as if the blood has been sprinkled, and therefore, Habasoye Achel, even under these circumstances, where the blood wasn't sprinkled already, it's still in the cup. The kli shari sanctifies the blood. It's as if it's been sprinkled, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi, you should be able to eat the meat even in such a case.